Welcome to Healthy Family Connections, the podcast for families wanting out-of-the-box solutions to parenting and relationship challenges, with your host, psychotherapist and author of Ending the Parenting Control Battle, Neil D. Brown.
So you want your high schooler to get into a great college, right? Why not pay someone who can guarantee their admission? We'll address this question and more on this week's podcast, The Right Way to Get Your Kid into a Great College. It's sponsored by Neil D. Brown, LCSW, and I'm your host, Neil D. Brown. And I'm here to help you get that enjoyable family you work for every day. And if you have a question you'd like me to address on this podcast, don't be shy. We're all going to benefit from your question. So if you come on over to my website, neildbrown.com, you can enter it there for us today. And while you're there, please download a free copy of my Parental Burnout Recovery Guide. Well, this is podcast number 101. And to celebrate hitting 100, I'm having a drawing to give away 5 copies of my book, Ending the Parenting Control Battle. To enter, all you need to do is leave a brief review of the Healthy Family Connections podcast on iTunes, and then go over to my website, neildbrown.com, and send me an email telling me that you did and your mailing address, and we'll enter you in easy peasy. The drawing will be April 10th, so there's still time, and while there have been some reviews going up, I haven't received any emails, so I won't be able to get your address to send you a book. So if you enter, be sure to send me an email, and chances are you'll be getting a signed copy of my book. Hey, let's all remember, this is an educational podcast, not a substitute for therapy when you need it. Well, the current college admissions scandal is a horrible example of the opportunity gap between the connected wealthy and the rest of us. Yet, I think it reveals something more subtle that's worth our self-reflection. Let's start by acknowledging that we all want our offspring to be happy and successful, and that's a good thing, right? But how do we help our kids find happiness and success? We experience challenges to that goal all the time. So let's look at the essential elements that our children will need to create happiness and success for themselves. Happiness and success comes from the application of skills. Sure, I know some of you are going to tell me that one of your children was born with a happy disposition and the other entered this world moody and dour, and it's been that way ever since. One of your children was self-motivated with goals, and another was lazy, never wanted to do anything. And while there's going to be truth to what you're telling me, it isn't the full story. All of us have our own temperament that's genetic in origin. Our level of sensitivity, for instance, competitiveness, our extroversion or introversion, and many other traits are in our genes. But we need to be more than our temperament. We need to learn about ourselves. We need to grow. Otherwise, our strengths will become our weaknesses, and we won't develop or improve in our areas that are, in fact, not our areas of natural strength. For instance, the shy kid won't learn how to make friends and socialize. The very social kid won't learn how to spend time with themselves. The competitive kid could turn into a bully, and the non-competitive kid could grow up always deferring and accommodating and never putting themselves out there. My point here is that to develop happiness and success, we need happiness and success skills. And no, it isn't all genetic. We have to learn how to utilize our strengths and improve in our areas that are inherently less strong. When parents understand their children's essential temperament, and they love them for who they are, and put structures in place that allows them to grow their strengths and deal with their areas of relative weakness, every child can grow and be happy and be successful. You know, maybe the most important part of learning to be happy and successful is to have a growth mindset. And a growth mindset is where we embrace challenges and we learn from failure as well as from success. If we teach our children and teenagers that failure doesn't define them, it teaches them. Then failure isn't defeat, it's just the next step on their wonderful journey. And if you want to learn more about a growth mindset, look up Carol Dweck and her book, Mindset. In other words, we can't buy our offspring happiness and we can't buy them success. We can only support them in developing the skills to achieve it for themselves. So, why in the world would someone pay bribe money to get their kid something their kid may or may not want, deserve, or be prepared to be successful with? Aside from the fact that what they did was illegal and unethical, which speaks to their character and their lack of integrity, maybe what they did is something we all do and need to reassess. We love our kids to death, and we want nothing more for them but to be happy and successful, so we go out of our way to take all the obstacles out of their way that might make them unhappy or might lead to failure. The minute they're unhappy or they're unproductive, we rush them to a therapist or put them on antidepressants. How about argue with the coach because they're not playing your kid? How about arguing with the teacher because she's not giving your kid a good enough grade? You know, I was talking with a grandfather who had his young adult grandson staying with him. His grandson was a bit lost in life and wanted to stay with his grandfather while he reassessed his next direction in life. Well, the grandfather and his lovely wife welcomed this young man into their home, only asking that he be a reasonable guest and set and make some progress towards some reasonable goals. So one morning, grandfather asks his grandson to show him something on the internet. And our young adult responded with something like, "That sounds too much like work," and walks off. Later, the young adult says to his grandfather, "Grandpa, when I stayed with my aunt, she always asked me what I wanted for dinner." Well, that was his way of objecting to his step-grandmother's cooking. So whomever was raising this young man did such a fabulous job making him happy and clearing obstacles out of his way that he didn't grow emotionally or socially. And now it's developed into a lack of moral development as well. At least that's what I think. Ironically, his parents robbed him of the ability to lead a happy, successful life. Let's get back to the subject of getting your kid into a great college. Let's start with, what does great mean? Because great for one person may not be great for another. Your youth will thrive in a college that's best suited to them. I know lots of troubled adults who graduated from the top competitive colleges. You know, the ones that you would say if I said, give me the five top colleges. I also know lots of college kids who are wholly unprepared for being away from home from a four-year college and have found themselves in serious trouble emotionally, with substance abuse, and often with legal problems. You know, maybe a great college for your young adult is a local community college. Maybe it's a small, little-known college that's perfect for your youth. You know, my first college experience was at a well-known private university, and it was painful. Most of the kids had gone to private prep schools, and I just couldn't relate socially. And then, when I transferred over to a state university, I thrived. So listeners, I know I don't need to warn you against paying bribes to advantage your child or your teenager's opportunities. But let's be aware of the temptation to make our youngsters happy at the expense of their growth and development. Having a strong character and integrity will advantage their happiness and success far more than any unearned reward. And then, when they get into a college, it'll be a great college. Hey, thanks for tuning in today, everyone, and please remember to take care of yourselves. You need it. You deserve it. You're worth it. Bye for now.
You've been listening to Healthy Family Connections with Neil D. Brown. If you have a question you'd like answered, head over to neildbrown.com/submit and enter your question for Neil there. While you're there, be sure to sign up for his weekly offering. You may want to pick up a copy of Ending the Parenting Control Battle at your favorite bookstore or online retailer. Join us again for the Healthy Family Connections podcast.